Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. As I was seeking the Lord as to what He would have me share, He took me to the book of Amos. And I've entitled this message, The Affliction of Joseph, and you'll understand why I named it that way as we go through some passages from the book of Amos, who's one of the minor prophets. And one of the things we have to understand, even though we are under a new covenant, and how we can thank God for that, that it's based on better promises. Jesus fulfilled the entire law of the old covenant, the Mosaic covenant that was given on Mount Sinai. He was the only one that could perfectly fulfill it, and He was without sin. But that law was our taskmaster, if you will. It showed man that he was impossible, that it was impossible for him to live in complete holiness and sinless perfection. And that's why the Lord was willing to send His Son Jesus to die on a cross for us, and that His righteousness is imputed to us. He was willing to suffer as a man to receive the just punishment of death that mankind deserved, as God warned them. But because of God's great love, He wanted man restored to fellowship with Him. So whoever will hear the good news of that glorious gospel that has been given to God's people, whoever will hear the word of the Lord, then they have an opportunity to escape from the wrath to come. But one of the most difficult things we have to do is to allow that carnal nature which every man and woman is born with. And we see it greatly evidenced with God's dealings with His people Israel under the old covenant. They did not have the Holy Spirit given to them as we do. When we accept Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes into our heart. But they were given they were restrictive, but they were very precise laws. They were written down by Moses, and it was very clear what they should do and what they should not do. And God did this to see, as it says in the Word, to test them, to see what was in their heart, whether they would serve God, whether they would love God. And the entire relationship we have with the Lord is one of absolute free will. He honors our free will. And man has the ability to totally reject the salvation that is extended to him, the invitation for eternal life and eternal fellowship with God. Man has the right to refuse that. And perhaps to me, one of the saddest things is to see those who have named the name of the Lord and to see them depart from the Lord's standards of righteousness. And this is what we see in the book of Amos. All through this entire book, Amos, who was raised up by God, was speaking to God's people, Israel. He wasn't speaking to the heathen nations. He was addressing the situation and condition of God's people. And those words are timeless. God's character does not change. Thank God He has given us grace. But God is not mocked. What a man sows, that he will reap. And grace is a wonderful undeserved favor of God, yet we cannot crucify the Son of God afresh, as Paul addresses. We cannot use grace as a covering for sin. Well, I can go ahead and, you know, do whatever I want to do, and then I'll just go back to the Lord and ask Him to forgive me, and He'll forgive me. That's making a mockery of God's grace. And there are those who maybe not would verbalize that very understanding or that stand, but in fact, by their lifestyle, that is what they're doing. The Word tells us in Psalms, "Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? He who has clean hands, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, who has not sworn deceitfully, even he shall receive the blessing of the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation." We cannot expect to live as the wicked and expect God's grace to cover us. Beloved, it's a serious thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And so I've just shared this as background, because even though we're speaking about what Amos had to say to the people of Israel, it's very timely and very relevant for God's people today. Much of what Amos describes in that book is a reflection of present-day America as well as nominal modern Christianity. And let me read by sharing a verse in chapter 8. I'll start with verse 1. "Woe to them that are at ease in Zion, that chant to the sound of the viol, and invent to themselves instruments of music like David, that drink wine in bowls, and anoint themselves with the chief ointments, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph." And I know many of you listening, God brings those who are hungering for truth and for righteousness to this ministry, and because that has always been our desire, to preach the whole Word of God. This, what is truth? Thy Word, O Lord, is truth. And when we begin to understand God's ways, the way He has dealt with man, His great love, His long-suffering, His patience, we will understand that He is a good God. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, which simply means agreeing with God regarding where you're at, what you've done, that you have sinned. I mean, people say, "Well, you know, I'm not so bad." Well, have you ever lied? Have you ever cheated? Have you ever been unfaithful to your spouse? All these areas, I mean, no man can say he is perfect. And as a result, we deal with sin constantly. The Lord gives us victory over sin, because as we mortify the deeds of the body through the power of the Holy Spirit, we become more and more mature and more pleasing to the Lord. We don't want to sin. We don't want to grieve His heart. Well, I believe I've shared enough by way of background, but I believe as we, you know, we'll let the Word speak for itself. As I read some of what Amos had to say, it so reflects the condition of the church here in America. And even the American people, we were a Christian nation. We were devoted and dedicated to the principles that are expressed in God's Word. In fact, the very early primers that were used in school, they used Scripture to teach the children. It was a very different society. They had been persecuted for their faith, and that's why they came to America, so they could practice freedom of religion without being compromised. So in verse 5 and 6, which I just read, in chapter 6, "Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion." And in verse 5 and 6, it says, "That chant to the sound of the viol," that's a musical instrument, "and invent to themselves instruments of music like David, that drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the chief ointments, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph." In other words, they're just self-centered. They're going on with their lives. They just want to be comfortable. They just want to be blessed. And they're not concerned with the affliction of Joseph. Well, what does that word affliction mean? It means a bruise, hurt, a fracture, breaking, shattering, a breach, an opening in the wall, destruction, misfortune, or ruin. In other words, they were oblivious to their spiritual condition. Doesn't that remind you a little bit like the Laodicean church? "Oh, we are rich and increased with goods, and we have need of nothing." And What was the Lord's appraisal of them? You're blind, you're naked, you're utterly wretched. And he saw how they were just completely deceived as to their spiritual condition. And so let's learn now a little bit about the prophet Amos. I want to describe, first of all, the condition of society at the time the Lord called him. He was called to prophesy at Israel's royal sanctuary at Bethel. And if you can remember, when the kingdom split, Judah, Benjamin, they stayed with in Jerusalem. They stayed with the Rehoboam, the heir of Solomon. Yet, because there was such severe taxation, the rest of the tribes just separated, and Jeroboam, who made Israel to sin repeatedly, that appellation is given to him. He created altars at Bethel and Dan in the far northern kingdom and southern kingdom, so that they would not be tempted, the people of Israel, to go back to Jerusalem and perhaps unite against him and depose him. So there were great social extremes. And I should mention, Amos was actually from Judah, but he was going into Israel, the northern kingdom. There was great social extremes. There was abject poverty and comfortable prosperity. And he delivers messages against the wealthy. The poor were exploited and cheated. There was religious arrogance, corrupt religious leaders. Affluence had lulled the upper class into such apathy that they refused to recognize the sickness of their society. And Amos prophesied of coming destruction coming from Egypt and Assyria, which was very bold and extremely prophetic, because the international scene at that time was relatively quiet, and Assyria was still in a period of decline. Well, I want to stop right here, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can join me as we look at a picture of our spiritual condition today. And God doesn't do that just to make us feel bad. He speaks truth and rebukes and warns when it is necessary for us to repent. And beloved, America needs to repent and return to God. Well, we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. If you have prayer needs, the announcer will give our contact information. Write that letter. If God's moving on you, I know you'll be blessed. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.